All right, it's time for That's Tourism on Ocean 100. We're shining a light today on one of the industries that keeps PEI moving quite literally. Joining us is Kirk Nicholson, the longtime owner and agency operator of Avis Car Rental in Charlottetown. Kirk has spent the past 26 years helping visitors explore PEI. He's also a past president of the Tourism Industry Association of PEI and a passionate advocate for tourism. Great guy to have on the show. How are you doing today, Kirk?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Darcy.
It's great to have you here to chat about tourism. So let's just dive right in. How did you get your start in the industry?
Well, that's it's a story from a long time ago, obviously. It was 1998. And I was at a crossroads in my career. I was working on PEI. And the job I was in was done. And I thought, okay, am I staying? Am I leaving? And always wanted to be an entrepreneur, and so started doing my research and came across a small little ad in a magazine called Atlantic Progress, and they were looking for agency operators in the car rental business.
Okay.
All you could do was fax a resume in, and if they thought you were what they were looking for, they get back in touch with you.
Okay.
And a year later, I was in the business.
I was going to say they got back to you then. That's what happened. What's kept you engaged and motivated for so long, over decades now, doing this?
Yeah, I guess I'll answer the motivation one first. Tourism is a growth and dynamic-oriented industry. When you see the expansion at the airport, whether it be more passengers coming in, the physical bricks and mortar that you see happening, the growth in cruise, the growth in culinary, the growth in experiential tourism, all of it is motivating in itself.
Yeah.
It's an exciting industry. The engagement part, what I would say there is outside of your vocation, it's being involved in something as simple as being a member of an association, whether it be Taipei or your regional tourist associations. The next level beyond that would be, you know, actually volunteering your time with these associations. Whether it be, you know, on a board or a committee member,
right?
It shows you the inner workings of how this industry comes together, and it can be pretty eye-opening.
Now, you're very knowledgeable, and you're deeply involved in the industry. What is something that you wish more islanders understood about the tourism sector? That's a great question.
I would like people to understand that tourism is a good thing.
Yeah.
It's a great thing. It brings new money from outside our province into our province. And that new money, I can't emphasize new money enough.
Right.
It rises our economy with people giving us money from other places.
Gotcha. And let's talk about, you know, the wider community now. How does tourism benefit that wider community? Like even those people that aren't necessarily working in the industry itself.
Yeah. The tax dollars are always the one we hear about.
Right.
New tax money coming in, which is tens of millions of dollars, which helps us in areas like healthcare. It's important. It's those essential services that it helps pay for.
Right.
Beyond the dollars, what I would say is small business. It's the bakeries, it's the gas stations that we don't necessarily associate with tourism, but they all, what I would like to say is it all rises with the tourism tide.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a great way to put that. All right, let's talk about the tourism tide of 2025. You expecting a good season this year?
We are expecting a good season.
Great.
Things are pacing ahead of our 2024 season now. Our pre-bookings are looking strong, and we're very encouraged with what we're seeing right now.
And, I mean, obviously there's a few things at play right now. What do you see as the biggest opportunities and the biggest challenges for this year? Let's start with opportunities.
Opportunities is where I always like to start.
Yeah.
The opportunities, what I would like to say is we always have to have a plan.
Yeah.
And Tourism PEI has done a great job of putting a provincial tourism strategy in place. So it's our roadmap. It's our industry roadmap for us to stay focused and to get on board with our strong points, which are it's golf, it's culinary, it's cruise. And how do our local small businesses take advantage and service those growth industries? Those are our real opportunities. It's recognizing those strengths that we have and capitalizing on them. The challenge I think is a good one. Challenge is capacity. How do we make sure we got enough places for people to sleep when they come here? Our demand, I think, is really outpacing what we have available. And that's the challenge. How do we keep up with that?
All right. What a wonderful chat. You are so well-versed in the tourism industry here on the island, and I feel like I want to pick your brain a whole lot more here, but we'll leave it at that for today. Kirk Nicholson, thank you so much for dropping by today, sir.
My pleasure.